Happy Hump Day. I'm Joel of Heart City Church. Welcome again to Happy and Whole in Him. Let's spend 5 minutes with Jesus. There's this cartoon where a psychologist looks at his patient and remarks, "Mr. Figby, I think I can explain your feelings of guilt." "You're guilty." Yesterday we talked about the powerful emotion shame. And I realize it's worth further defining shame because many of us tend to understand it as guilt, another powerful and often related emotion. Both shame and guilt are about falling short, but guilt has more to do with what we can measure objectively. You did this crime, or you didn't do what you should have, and therefore you feel remorse, liable, guilty. Adam and Eve were guilty for the action of eating off the wrong menu, but their shame, as they felt naked and hid, was more of a subjective or an affective thing. They felt humiliated and defective. Shame is the feeling your person, the essence of who you are, is all wrong. If Genesis 3 had gone differently, with Adam and Eve looking to confess their guilt, they'd go to God and say, "We're sorry." And when God said, "What for?" they'd have held out the fruit core and said, "For this crime." But it wouldn't be the same if they came to God with their shame. "God, we're sorry." "What for?" "Everything. Everything. Look at us." Their guilt was a loss of innocence, of purity. Their shame was about their loss of glory, their honor. This opening scene in human history actually tells us that guilt and shame are not always bad. God gave us these emotions to signal us that we need restoration. Our culture promotes the idea of living shamelessly as freedom. If you feel it's okay, don't be ashamed about it. But this is a lie that enslaves us. As fallen people, we cannot accurately measure what's okay. God gave us feelings of guilt and shame to signal us that we need restoration. So, when we feel this way, we need to step back and examine what these feelings indicate. Did we do something that caused, or perhaps could have caused, injury? Is my sense of shame indicating I'm not living as a new creation in Jesus? Anytime we feel guilt or shame, we need to ask why and then examine our relationships. Our culture will tell us to look inward, look inside to find freedom from guilt and shame. That is not the remedy. Guilt and shame should move us outwards, out towards Jesus, out towards our neighbors. The good news of the gospel is not that you were awesome. No. We mess up every day. I didn't treat my wife as I should. I was insensitive to my daughter. I tended towards selfishness. And when I hurt others, I ought to feel embarrassed and bad about it. I ought to hang my head in shame. And though it can be the hardest thing in the world to own your wrongs and to admit it, friend, take a chance. Asking forgiveness is one of the most freeing things you can do, no matter what response you might receive. I remember after turning my life over to Christ about 13 years ago, God began showing me how manipulative and cruel I'd been to so many of my coworkers. But God's Spirit was at work softening my heart, and I didn't want God to stop that work. So one at a time, I went to those I had offended, and I told them I was wrong for things I'd done, and I asked each person if they would forgive me. And while it was embarrassing, and sometimes it didn't go well, I began feeling the release from the power of guilt and shame, and I even saw some restoration. Now, as an aside, you can feel guilty and not be guilty, just as much as vice versa. And there is a difference between feeling ashamed because you're wrong and being wrongly shamed. So this is where we need to turn to God's Word and to other Christians for help to know the difference. Lastly, I want you to remember the gospel, which is only the gospel if it is bad news first. You deserve to be condemned and humiliated, but God sent His Son Jesus to take your place. Every week at Heart City, we confess all our mess, and then we hear God's pardon from Scripture. We hear that we are set free from the power of guilt and shame when Jesus proclaims words like Isaiah 54:4, "Fear not, for you will not be ashamed. Be not confounded, for you will not be disgraced, for you will forget the shame of your youth." So when you're feeling guilty or ashamed, when Satan tempts you to despair, don't look at you. Turn your eyes to heaven, to Jesus, because that's where your honor and righteousness is, and he will always be there for you. And let Jesus show your accuser the scars in his hands, his feet, and his side that took away your guilt. And then smile as you remember he has promised to turn all your shame into joy. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you call all who are weary and heavy laden to come to you and find rest. We confess right now we have not loved you as we ought, nor our neighbors as ourselves. Help us this day by your Spirit's work to turn away from the world's lies, that we might realize to the very core of our being the freeing power of the gospel, that you died for sinners. Amen.